two manufacturing plants in Indiana will join 9 other union shops in helping to nearly double the number of electric vehicles made in the U.S. every year. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports Cummins and Stellantis will receive part of a $1.7 billion federal grant to transform their plants.
Cummins already makes some electric motors, but now about half of its plant in Columbus will be dedicated to zero-emissions vehicles. The plant expects to add 250 full-time jobs. Undersecretary for Infrastructure David Crane says this is an important move not only for the environment, but also for national security. He says for most of his life, the U.S. has been dependent on oil from other countries.
And what we don't want to do is substitute for that dependence on foreign sources of manufacture that are critical to the 21st century life that we all want to lead. So building up these supply chains right here in the United States is a critical part.
The EV projects could have a big impact on the climate. Transportation is the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Stellantis' Kokomo plant will receive nearly $250 million in federal funding.